All right, welcome everyone to the 2010 Annual General Meeting of the Communauté Électroacoustique Canadienne, the Canadian Electroacoustic Community. We're here on the, I'm not sure what floor.
Eighth.
In the music department at Concordia University. And around the table here is myself, David Ogborn, the president of the Canadian Electroacoustic Community, Eldad Sabari, the treasurer of the Canadian Electroacoustic Community, Yves Gigon, one of the co-administrators of the Canadian Electroacoustic Community, and CEC member and Concordia University professor Mark Corwin. Welcome, and if you're listening to this, you're not here with us, you're not listening now, you're listening to us through the magic of time shifting and recording, and we hope that you enjoy. So I think we should start the meeting with an adoption of the agenda. The agenda that Yves has prepared for us includes seven items: the adoption of the agenda, the adoption of the minutes, business arising from the minutes, a president's report, reports from the board, other business, and adjournment. Can we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
Okay.
Yeah. Mark, seconded. Eldad, seconded by Mark. So the agenda is adopted. Is there anything that we need to add to the agenda? Any other business that you want to mention ahead of time? Nope.
No.
Okay, so we have the minutes here in front of us. We have copies of it from the annual general meeting in 2009. Can we have a motion to adopt the minutes?
Motion.
Eldad.
To adopt
the minutes. Eve. So we're on to business arising from the minutes. Is there any business arising from the minutes?
Well, what do you have the minutes themselves?
Here? Yeah.
That's all there is?
And over onto the other side as well.
Right.
I liked six. Meanders.
I don't think so.
Nope. Yeah. All right. So there is no business arising from the minutes, which brings us on to the president's report. So in a general way, I would say that 2009 to 2010 was a stable year for the Canadian Electroacoustic Community. We continued our flagship projects and made minor tweaks and improvements to them here or there. So I'll speak about some of these things. We had the 2010 Jeux de Temps Times Play competition. And this year, this was done in collaboration with the Australasian Computer Music Association, ACMA. And that was a successful collaboration, which may well result in the production of a special cash double CD, pending the availability of funding. And of course, this is not the first time we've done this, but it doesn't hurt to do it again. Our congratulations go out to all who participated in this year's competition, both the Canadian partition thereof and the Australasian part. And also our thanks go out to the many jurors and donors around the world who helped make JTTP the gold standard in projects to support young and emerging artists. Lots of a very diverse and large pool of donors and a very especially diverse and large pool of jurors. E-Contact, we saw the publication of four issues. E-Contact 12.1 presented the submissions and results of the 2009 JTTP competition. eContact 12.2 assembled a large variety of new and republished interviews with electroacoustic artists and researchers in various places. 12.3 dealt with the instrument as interface, and eContact 12.4 covered perspectives on the electroacoustic work. Moving on to discussing membership, of course we thank all of our members and supporters. Joining the CEC as a member is the most basic and essential way that someone can support the community around electroacoustics in Canada. And we'd certainly encourage our members and supporters to recruit further members and supporters. And this is very easy to do. All you have to do is forward their contact information to Jeff, that's J-E-F, at econtact.ca. And you can let them know that if they join now, right now, they'll receive a free copy of some recent CD. Membership dues are important because they allow the CEC to succeed in its projects, and they allow us to leverage larger funds provided by our sponsors and public granting agencies. So the board, just to talk briefly about the composition of the board, I'm currently continuing to serve as the president, and my current term is set to end in summer 2011. The vice president is Laurie Radford, currently located in Calgary. The secretary is Jean Routier, currently located in Vancouver. The treasurer, on my left at this very moment, is Montreal's Eldad Sabari. And we also have members at large, Sean Pinchbeck in Edmonton, and Catherine Norman, dividing her time between Canada and the UK. The final component of this president's report is to talk about funding. We received funding for CASH 2009 from the Canada Council, and as we speak, the CDs are being manufactured, and members can expect to see those in their mailbox in January 2011. Our financial situation is very stable, with funding from the SOCAN Foundation and the Canada Council, both at steady or slightly increasing levels over the past few years. The Canada Council has confirmed its support for eContact for 2010-11. That'll be issues 13.1 through 13.4. And core funding 2011 from the SOCAN Foundation was recently confirmed. So that concludes my report. I don't know if there's any discussion or questions from those assembled here or from those of you in the future. If you're in the future, I assume that you will have a means of letting me know.
Email.
Yeah.
The email would be sent to whom? Would it still be to Jeff at that point? Or to CEC-conference?
CEC@arco.concordia.ca.
Yeah, I think exactly. If you do have questions in the future, send it to CEC@alcor.concordia.ca.
Good.
All right, so I'm not hearing any questions from the future. Thank you. Do we have any reports from the board?
About the budget, you want to talk about the budget, maybe?
Right.
So is there, we have to adopt the president's report?
Oh,
right.
Sure.
So
I think,
yeah. Right, can we have a motion
to adopt the president's report.
Seconded by Mark.
Budget, I don't think I have, I think you'd definitely be much more qualified to talk about the budget, so I'll, if you don't mind, Yves.
Mm-hmm. The budget, yeah, it's quite stable. I mean, we had just a small excédent des dépenses sur les revenus. I'll talk in French more because I'm more in French, but...
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, what the main changes I think are.
So we have
416 excédent des dépenses sur les revenus, meaning that we had a bit more expenses than incomes.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, the rest hasn't changed much. I mean, it's always the grants from the Sokan Foundation, from the Canada Council for the Arts, and memberships, I don't think they have moved much. Donations are for projects like GTTP mainly, mm-hmm. for prizes and to winners. CD sales are quite stable, but few. I mean, we don't sell a lot of CDs. Salaries don't change much since last year. We had a raise last year, but it hasn't changed. Fred Administration, it's quite stable. GTTP project was low last year because we didn't have a CED. It's going to be on this year's budget. The rest is...
Which, by the way, which expenses have risen?
Sorry?
Which expenses have gone up, like from last year?
Good question.
I guess I think salaries went up a little bit, right?
Yeah, last year. Yeah, that's true.
Publication expenses, all of these are.
In fact, maybe the I'm not even sure if Fred production publication expenses mm-hmm. might be the cash online expenses which were already accounted last year and not carried to this year. So I'm not even sure about this amount there. I have to.
Okay, and in terms of funding, we received a little bit more from
yes.
Sokan Foundation,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And what about Canada Council? Was that increased as well this year?
I think it's a bit more also, yeah. Maybe there was a change in membership, but I don't have the numbers from last year, so.
How many members do you have now?
180 something, around that number, so.
All right, we do have the numbers someplace, like to see like like I remember last year we did like have sort of a breakdown, right, of
membership. Yeah, you can always go to the website and look at the members. They are all on listed on the membership page. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it means we still have this. How do we call that? This amount at the end, which is a coussin. No, I don't know the word in English. It's an amount we keep aside.
Right, yeah. as a backup kind of.
A cushion, yeah.
Right.
Or
which
reserve.
Hasn't changed much, so.
No.
Right, and we need, if I remember correctly, we need to keep it there. Right?
Yes.
Yes. You know, it's a kind of a backup for years where, you know.
Difficult years,
yeah. You remember where it stands? Like, what is the amount there?
Yeah, it says 20,713.
So when we, like in years like that, when we actually, like the expenses are a little more, do we take it from there?
In fact, it's, we use it sometimes as a cash flow because in some part of the year, it's a bit difficult for cash flow, like right now. In between grants, when we receive big grants, like for the Canada Council, we are very low in cash and we take some amount of these to pay
mm-hmm.
our usual expenses, and so yes, it's moving.
So
but
when we do take out from there, do we maintain like a, is there like a minimum we maintain as this cushion or like
in fact we don't move this amount, it's in the normal CT account.
Mm.
I think only something like 5,000 is in a special account that we never touch because we don't want to transfer funds all of the time. So.
Right. All right.
Any other questions? Or?
So do we earn any interest on this figure?
Yes, probably. I mean, it's probably into the other amount here, but I mean it's quite low,
right.
Probably. it's never a big amount, you know. So
right.
I mean, at some point we'll receive the big grants for sure, but it goes,
yeah,
it goes fast enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting you mentioned that the city sales were about the same as last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's we are selling it through our normal distribution system, Diffusion Media and EMF in the States.
Despite the
but
fact that it's all up on the web,
yeah,
we still are selling,
yeah,
the hard copy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and we give away a lot of copies too to members.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, sometimes
yeah.
mailings to other.
Well, do you,
yeah.
do you have the figures of sales? Like how much money? Like is it here? I didn't see.
Yeah,
that.
It's $537
right, yeah.
in city sales.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's quite low. I mean, if it's.
Well, it's
it,
quite low,
it's
but
true.
Considering what it is, it's not that low.
No.
I mean,
no.
And considering people don't buy CDs so much.
Mm-hmm.
And considering
but
that effectively all the audio files are online,
yeah.
Yeah.
you can listen to,
yeah.
to I mean, MP3 versions.
Mm.
But
it's quite possible next year that could be half or even less. But the fact
yeah,
that
but
it's stable,
you know,
is an interesting.
Libraries
point.
Are buying some, and,
oh, yeah.
you know,
right.
institutions,
right.
and yeah. Even if some receive them because they are members of the CEC, they receive them automatically. But
mm-hmm.
people are still buying them.
Okay, we have any more questions about money matters? All right, I guess are we? So we are basically. In good
yeah in good shape.
Condition good shape
yeah.
for
yeah.
the upcoming projects.
Yeah, for sure we are still we are always tributaire. The most important part of our finances are from the grant, so
right.
for sure if a grant is going down at some point it's really big for us, but
mm-hmm.
it hasn't happened.
So now we're still good, actually a little bit increasing, right?
Yeah.
Good to know.
The JTTP project
yeah.
for this past year,
mm-hmm.
you said we'll be going on next year's budget as a hard copies
yeah.
made.
Yeah.
Right.
The
so
one done with
the
Degem. So,
right.
yeah.
yeah.
It's
will
the double CD.
Australasian
it
one.
Plans
yeah.
to then sidestep each of the next years?
Sorry, I don't understand that.
Next year,
mm-hmm.
will you be doing this past year's, this coming year's JTTP contest?
Well, we're waiting for a grant.
Yeah, we haven't right. any funding for the 2010 and CD, so we don't know.
So
and
we, I guess there was the there was this grant program lost, right?
Yes, it's going to be more difficult to find financial grant for this one, I think. Because mainly now you have to go through a Music Action factor. And
oh yeah?
You
Music
have
Action
to
is usually not.
You have to prove sales, and we are not really selling CDs, so
mm-hmm.
it's a bit more difficult.
Right. Factor? Did we try factor as
yeah.
well?
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's why we in the present report it was said that it's. It's not even sure we can do that CD next year, the 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, a little bit, you know, perhaps outside
mm-hmm.
this specific topic, but we might reconsider, if this doesn't happen, we might reconsider a new format, you know,
yeah.
For promotion.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Of JTTP. All right.
I mean, we could for sure put, you know, we are putting MP3 online. We could put better formats for
right.
the competition, but
web pages designed, you know, like
yeah.
perhaps, yeah, like you know that not just like audio, you know, especially
mm-hmm.
if we do open up JTTP for more like visual
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
and
sure.
live stuff. So,
that's true.
But a web page designed for every contest.
Mm-hmm.
Right, maybe one good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right.
What's next for us?
Do we have a motion to adopt the.
The budget.
This report from the board and from Eve, Mark, seconded by me.
So
and that passes. I guess we should have been passing things as well this whole
like,
time.
Like voting.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yes.
It's pretty clear that things have been passing by consensus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So.
Adopted by
other
consensus.
Business.
Yep. I don't think there was any other business, but unless someone has other something else they want to raise now, that's fine. Is there any other business?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Anything?
Well, would I guess all the things we've discussed in the bus, would it come here, or would it be sort of like?
Yeah, I mean, there's some ideas that Eldad and I have been talking about, but it makes more sense to raise them in other fora, like the board list and stuff like that, where more people are present.
Bus talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bus
talk. Keep it out of here.
Exactly.
Good, so.
It travels, but not very far.
Yeah.
Between
that's right. I was thinking of laundering it here.
All right, if there's no other business, can we have a motion to adjourn?
Seconded.
Mark, seconded by Eldad. Thank you, folks.
Good.
See you next year.